Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're seeing the gaming landscape evolve faster than ever, blending innovation, creativity, and heightened community involvement across every genre and platform. Perhaps one of the most highly anticipated releases on the horizon is Football Manager 26, a title that has always captivated strategy enthusiasts and soccer fans alike. This year's early beta buzz centers on a new feature called the Backline Glow Evolution, which lets players fine-tune their squads by tactically manipulating lower-rated cards for enhanced player stats. The gaming community is curious to see how this will impact online play, transfer markets, and the overall competitive meta when the full release drops. Setting the bar for blockbuster launches, EA's Battlefield 6 stormed onto the scene with a thunderous debut, selling over 7 million units in its first week and generating a staggering $350 million in revenue. Fans are raving about its reimagined class system, which brings a fresh layer of tactical diversity to every match and encourages new team dynamics. Not to mention, the overhauled destruction mechanics elevate immersion, letting players reshape the battlefield in real time with truly game-changing consequences. But what's really striking is how responsive the developers have been to the community, especially given the recent much-memed ladder physics glitch. While the bug led to plenty of hilarious moments, it also sparked valid concerns around gameplay balance, prompting the development team to directly address the issue on their community forums. Alongside the promised fixes for ladder physics, players can expect a new patch aimed squarely at improving hit registration, addressing another hot-button topic among competitive fans. In the evolving MMORPG space, Albion Online's latest expansion, Realm Divided, is capturing attention with massive updates transforming player-driven content and competition. Featuring new zones for large-scale faction warfare and strategic territory control, the update also brings an opportunity for guilds to leave their mark on the world's evolving map. To ensure a smooth transition during this sweeping update, the developers have temporarily paused marketplace transactions ahead of the Realm merge, helping to maintain economic stability for all players. Meanwhile, excitement is growing in the life sim genre thanks to Disney Dreamlight Valley's ambitious 2026 roadmap, revealed with plenty of surprises for fans old and new. Among the year's most anticipated updates are character debuts for Disney icons like Cinderella and Pocahontas, each bringing fresh storylines, quests, and distinct environments. The upcoming Winter Ball event is set to drive community engagement even further, building on the game's reputation for cozy, collaborative play. The indie scene isn't taking a backseat either, shining through with passionate developers and creative new titles, making waves on platforms like Steam. In Hypen World, Eternal Moment has become a surprise commercial and critical hit, lauded for its unique art style and emotionally driven gameplay loop. Meanwhile, PUBG Mobile's recent patches introduce clever twists in the Battle Royale formula, constantly refining the experience for millions of worldwide players. It's not just about competition, though. BitCraft, a social sandbox MMO currently in early access, is rapidly building a loyal following for its fresh take on shared world building. By allowing players to collaborate, forge economies, and shape the environment together, BitCraft delivers a dynamic, emergent world where every action leaves a mark. This theme of community-driven innovation also surfaces in Quantic Dream's much-anticipated Star Wars, Eclipse, where branching storytelling meets multiplayer depth. The studio's ambition is to merge emotionally charged narrative arcs with seamless online interaction, a bold step forward in the Star Wars franchise and in story-driven gaming. Meanwhile, veteran franchises keep things fresh by delivering regular seasonal events, And nowhere is this more evident than in Overwatch 2. New game modes, limited time cosmetics, and festive challenges continue to invigorate the community, providing reasons for players to return and compete. The convergence of gaming and real-world sports took center stage this week, with an unprecedented collaboration between Manchester City, Puma, and EA Sports FC. The launch of a special edition kit creates a new bridge for fans, connecting virtual soccer matches to the actual stadium experience in new and creative ways. These cross-industry partnerships are not only about cool cosmetics, they're redefining how brands and communities interact inside and outside of the game. On the regulatory front, attention has sharpened as lawmakers weigh in on major acquisitions and industry consolidation. This week, U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal openly questioned Electronic Arts' proposed acquisition, raising red flags around foreign influence and national security risks in gaming. Their concerns reflect a broader trend. Regulators are upping their scrutiny as the lines between tech, media, and games become more blurred, with potential implications for how games are made and who owns crucial IP. Intellectual property rights remain a hot topic, too, as Nintendo doubled down this week on protecting its most valuable secrets, particularly regarding the Pokémon series. In a high-profile movie, the company launched new legal actions against unauthorized disclosures and leaks, and followed up with technical changes to tighten information security. On the brighter side, players of Splatoon 2 are celebrating a surprise update that makes practical quality-of-life improvements, streamlining matchmaking and tweaking balance for a smoother play experience. Epic Games also made headlines this week by rolling out the Mystery Machine in Fortnite, sparking a wave of speculation as fans hunt for clues about possible crossovers and hidden rewards. And speaking of crossovers, Sega is fueling anticipation for next month's new multiplayer Sonic Battle Royale, bringing one of gaming's most beloved mascots into a frenetic online environment. With so many choices, broadening access to great games remains front and center for the industry, as demonstrated by the PlayStation Store's latest promotion. Right now, players can pick up three critically acclaimed RPGs for under $6 total, marking an opportunity for newcomers to sample some of the best in genre storytelling at a steep discount. Dovetail Games isn't letting up on the innovation front either, having just announced Metro Rivals New York for release in early 2026. This subway-themed simcade offers a competitive multiplayer mode where players can race, sabotage, and master the city's most complex rail system, a fresh niche for transportation-themed games. Another core trend shaping the next wave of gaming is the continued rise of artificial intelligence, which is being used to craft smarter NPCs and hyper-personalized gameplay. Studio leaders acknowledge this isn't without challenges, and ethical questions are emerging around how AI is used in player interactions and narrative design. Developers are also rethinking representation by amplifying diverse voices and focusing on inclusive storytelling that reflects a broader spectrum of identities and backgrounds. This push has seen a boost from celebrities and influencers, especially those from mixed-race backgrounds, who are spearheading deeper conversations about race, identity, and what it means to feel seen in a game world. All of these threads highlight a pivotal moment. The gaming industry is poised for even greater creativity, collaboration, and technological breakthroughs over the next few years. For players, this means more immersive, inclusive experiences where your voice and choices genuinely matter, whether you love casual play or high-level competition. Industry insiders predict even more cross-pollination between games and other forms of media, expanding the definition of what a game can be and who can play. We're already seeing this as communities form around mods, speedruns, fan art, and the kind of grassroots creativity that keeps even older titles relevant for years after launch. Summing up, the last week brought us blockbuster launches, regulatory action, indie success stories, and brand new social experiments in virtual spaces. With so many developers prioritizing community feedback and collaborative play, we're witnessing a shift toward more player-driven, accessible, and engaging worlds. As new technologies take shape and long-running series reinvent themselves, there's no shortage of excitement on the road ahead for gamers and creators alike. And that's all for today's episode of VG Buzz. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.